Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Christine, you there?
No.
Okay, there she is. Sorry, we're worried about there. Technical. Don't mind us.
Oh, good. I've been worried about this for days, so I guess we're all on the same boat.
Well, right. Oh, so you sent us an email about Blaine. Let's talk to Sing out. What's going on with y'all?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with him, to be honest. It's just like I'm getting all these mixed signals from him, and I'm not going to lie, but it's kind of driving me nuts.
Okay. Have y'all been dating long? Like, what's the story? How'd this start?
Yeah, we met in this bookstore that I go to, and I noticed he was buying Atomic Habit. I haven't read it yet, but I've heard some pretty great things. So, you know, I asked him about it, and we just kind of struck up a nice conversation, and he's a really sweet, attractive guy. Yeah. So when he asked for my number, I was over the moon.
And you guys have been out, like, outside of that bookstore, right?
Oh, yeah. We went out a few times over the last few weeks, and I don't know, like, I thought everything was going really well. Like, there was nothing that jumped out to me about him that made me think he was, like, super crazy or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe it wasn't, like, the most stimulating conversation, but again, like, we're still in the getting to know each other stage.
Sure.
It feels like less of an interrogation when you're, like, grabbing a nice dinner or some fancy drinks, you know?
I'll take your word for it, but...
how fancy?
Yeah, you said you thought everything was going really well, though.
I did, yeah. I mean, we were, like, definitely vibing, you know? Like, if anything, I thought we might be moving too fast for those first few weeks, because... Okay. Yeah, we were spending a lot of time with each other, like morning and night. And then, like, when we weren't together, we were texting or FaceTiming. So it was, you know, it was a lot. Okay.
And that's a bad thing?
No, like, not necessarily. I mean, I think it was a good thing, you know, mostly because I really like this guy, I do. But also, like, I have a life, right? Like, I have going on.
Right.
Yeah, like, I'm in a wedding for one of my friends, and my office decided to throw a party, and I'm on the planning committee for that. And he just, like... He doesn't seem to understand that, you know? It's like, if I couldn't devote 100% of my time to him, his feelings kind of got hurt.
Well, how could you tell?
Yeah, was it obvious?
I don't know. That's just when he started getting weird. Like, basically, I have to do this shower weekend thing, and it was coinciding with this, like, other thing that he had going on that he wanted me to go to with him. And when I told him, it just felt like he dropped off. So he got a little harder to get a hold of from there, you know?
Got it.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So you think he's just, like, taking this personally or something?
Mm.
The fact that you have this wedding stuff and he's not involved in it?
Yeah, like what?
Yeah, maybe. Like, he could just be feeling neglected, right? Like, I don't know. But whatever the case, I was thinking this might be a good way to show him that I haven't forgotten all about him or something.
I'm sure the whole city hadn't forgotten about him.
That's true.
Let's get Blaine on the phone. We're going to line him up, and we'll see what we can do. It's coming up next. It's Frito and Katie.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Christine and Blaine went out a few times.
Yeah.
Like, she sounded like they were hot and heavy. They were together all the time.
Right.
And it wasn't bad, except...
She had things
when
and
he
life
couldn't
and yeah.
be with her. He took that bad leap.
Yeah, weird. You know, okay, sure.
But now he's dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
So let's figure out what's going on. Hey, is this Blaine?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Blaine. We're Frito and Katie from Y100, and we are reaching out to you today to offer you this date night package that we like to give away on our show. So you'd get to pick the details of a date, like the where, the what, the when. We'll cover it all, so we'll pay for everything. But in agreeing to it, you're also granting us the permission to pick the with whom.
I'm sorry. I think I spaced out there. Some sort of like free date thing that I won. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm hearing?
That covers
basically,
the important parts.
Basically, yes.
Yep.
And someone signed me up for this? I don't remember doing anything. I don't remember.
Someone else did sign you up for it, Blaine. And that's also the person that you'd be bringing with you on the date. Okay. You've been out with her before. It's Christine. Do you remember going out with Christine?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
Right. Sure. How would you feel about another date with Christine?
If she makes some changes, I think I kind of need to enforce my boundaries on a few things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What?
Is that Christine?
Yeah, it is. We had her on the other line.
Well, that seems fairly toxic.
Does it?
No, not really. You mentioned boundaries. Like what? Like, what are we looking at here?
I just think this relationship she has with her friend, where she just drops everything and caters for her for days on end, where she bends over backwards and caters to her every whim. I just think that's not healthy. It's especially damaging when you're trying to lay the foundation of a new relationship. It's just a problem, and I think she needs to learn how to say no sometimes.
Huh. No, come on! I don't need to give my friend space. I'm in her wedding. I'm a bridesmaid. Do you know what that even means? Like, there are things that are going to pop up that I'm going to need to do, and it might occasionally, it might overlap with a night or weekend, something that you want to do too. But
totally,
I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what else you want me to say.
Yeah, and I hear that. All right, but my main problem here is what just gives you the impression that I'm going to be okay with like any of that. I'm just going to go along with it. It's kind of narcissistic,
What
is it?
I'm sorry. Did you just call me a narcissist?
Well, if the label fits, I'm just saying.
But
what am I to think? You're not respecting my boundaries. All right. You're not respecting my attachment style, which is a whole other issue. Okay. But you don't seem very concerned with any of the trauma you're causing me and have caused me over the last few weeks. And I think we need to sit down and talk about this and see if we get that, if there could even be a second date.
Okay, first of all, I think you're legitimately misusing, all of these words.
I think so, too. I thought so, too.
Think?
Yeah, so I guess we should add gaslighting to the list.
That's not what that means.
Dude.
I think the narcissist label is pretty fitting, don't you guys?
Blaine. If it helps at all, we talked to her for several minutes. She doesn't seem like a narcissist.
No.
Like, she came across to me as someone willing to go above and beyond to, fight for what she wants.
That's narcissistic. I don't know.
In this case, that would be you.
Well, it was.
Okay, so it's a friend, I guess, who's monopolizing all of her time.
No, that's pretty standard for people in a wedding party.
It is.
It just kind of goes with the territory.
Yeah, but look, all I can tell you, I've had a lot of experience here, okay? I put in the work, what I'm saying?
Right on.
I spent my time doing research, trying to be the kind of guy that women say they want. Everyone complains of male toxicity, but when you call them on their own, right, they just don't seem to take it very well.
Okay, so just out of curiosity, you said you were putting in the work,
read.
What kind of work?
I read, I read books. Maybe you should try sometime, instead of ambushing people or whatever is.
Right.
I'm just saying if Christine was a little more elevated, right, and could enforce her own boundaries with these quote-unquote friends of hers, right, maybe we'd have a chance at a relationship. I told her I'd rather we do something that weekend. She just refused.
I don't have anything I need to work on, though.
I'm pretty sure everyone else listening is going to disagree with that.
So that's a no?
Okay.
Right? Is that a no? I'm going to take
let's
that as
call
a
it
no.
I thank y'all for being on the show today.
It was illuminating.
We appreciate it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.